最近，我最近问了，常常问一个问题。
Recently, I've been asking this question.
我问大家哈，我当然很多人没听到我问。我问了一个问题，就是说神为什么要救我
？I asked why do God want to save us？
我今天也问大家哈，这个神，我们主为什么要救我
？Why does He want to save us？
你的答案是什么
？What is your answer？
我收到的一些，这是高中生给我的答案。
The high schoolers gave me these answers.
我是一个罪人，说他要救我。
I'm a sinner. He wants to save me.
因为主爱我，他救我。
Because our Lord loves me, so He saved me.
不过他们圣经也蛮熟的，他说主要找一个心腹哈，一个配偶，说他要救。
They're very familiar with the Bible, and they say, "You know, the Lord is looking for His bride, so He saves me."
我就继续问，我说还有吗
？I asked them anything else.
没有。
Nothing else.
我不问弟兄姊妹，如果问大家哈，还有没有？他为什么要救我
？If I ask brothers and sisters, what are the reasons that the Lord saves
us? 为什么要救你，也要救我
？Why does He save you, and why does He save me?
你知道前面几个答案哈？你说是罪人，神爱我啊，成为他的心腹。
You said I'm a sinner, because God loves me and to be His bride.
这几个都不是你能够做的。
These are nothing that you can do.
那我是一个罪人，我到神面前，我没办法修桥补路，都不能够到神面前。
I'm a sinner. There's nothing I can do to come before the Lord.
我们只有认我们的罪，一切都是主做的。
It's only if we confess our sin, everything is done by the Lord.
那我们说成为主的心腹，我们知道那一天到了新耶路撒冷，我们就是主的心腹。
And to be the bride, that day when we're in the New Jerusalem, we are His bride.
这也不是你今天你要怎么成为他的心腹的。
There is nothing you can do.
因为主一定那一天我们都成为他的心腹。
Because we are going to be His bride.
所以你发现我们回答了几个，好像我什么都不用做。
We have answered, you know, there's nothing else I can do.
我今天信主了，我过我要过的生活。
Then I live the life I want.
到那一天，我自然就成为他的心腹。
Then naturally I'll just go and be his bride.
我相信这不止我很多年前我的想法。
That's my my thought process many years ago.
也今天恐怕是很多弟兄姊妹的想法。
Many of us probably think the same way or feel the same way.
我今天可以继续过我的生活。
I can live the life I want.
有一天我自然成为哇，整天都能够敬拜神的人。
Then someday I'll become one that will worship the Lord.
我想我给大家稍微从圣经里面看一看，主今天给了我们几个身份。
I want to go through with you the identity the position that God gives us.
我们现在看一节圣经哈，大家很熟的，到不到也会背的哈。约翰福音第一章。
In Gospel of John chapter 1.
第一章第十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
凡接待他的，应该请大家都背的。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，怎么样做神的儿女。
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe and on his name.
这里讲了我们有一个身份，我们是神的儿女。
It's our identity. We are God's children.
你是什么叫儿女
？What is children?
儿女呢，就跟父母有同一个生命。
That we have the same life as our parents.
我们这么多 baby 哈。
We have a lot of babies here.
现在有 DNA 一查，这个是爸爸，这个是妈妈。
We have DNA and we know who the parents are.
我们这里说，我们是神的儿女。
We say we are the children of God.
因为我们要有神的生命，我们就是神的儿女。
Because when we have God's life in us, then we are His children.
这里告诉我们，如果已经是儿女，就永远是儿女了。
Here it tells us that if we are children, then we are forever His children.
所以这是我们的一个身份。
That is our identity.
我们来看第二个圣经，叫《哥林多后书》第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章第十七节。
Chapter 5 verse 17.
又是大家很熟的一个圣经哈。
We are very familiar.
哥林多后书第五章第十七节说：若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
这里他讲新造的人。
It says here a new creature.
这里他是说旧事新造的人。
It says there is a new creature.
不是做一个新造的人。
To become a new creature.
他说你就是新造的。
It says you are. He is a new creature.
你知道我们今天信主，信了主之后。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们说我们有主的生命。
We say we have the life of our Lord.
你知道我们如果还没信主之前，我们只有我们旧的生命。
Before we accepted Christ, we have only our old life.
我们这个旧的生，你没有选择的，你只有犯罪。
You have no choice. You only can sin.
你就这个你讲谎话，有什么叫 white lie？ 那什么 black lie？
White lie.
White lie and black lie, black lie. 反正 lie 跟 white lie， right？我们有时候好的谎言，坏的谎言。
Sometimes we consider it, these are not so good lies and these are white lies.
这不是选择哈，这都是我们犯罪的生命出来以为是好看的。
Out of our sinful life, we think this is, accepting, that we can have white light and lies.
但是我们知道，我们如果还没接受主的生命，我们没选择的，只有犯罪。
We know that before we accepted the life of our Lord, we have no choice.
但是我们信主之后，主把生命。他的生命摆进来。
But after we accepted him, he gives us his life. He put his.
你说这叫做新的人类啊。
This is called.
我们变得有两个生命在我们里面。
There are two lives in us.
一个是我为父母亲生我的，这个从亚当下来会犯罪的生命。
One my parents give me from Adam. One.
一个是我们信主之后，主把他生命给我们。
One after I come to Christ, the Lord gives us.
这个生命是不犯罪的。
This life does not sin.
从你信主那一天，你就有个选择，我听哪一个。
From the day you accepted the Lord, you can choose who you want to listen to.
你是听你以前那个生命呢，还是你愿意听这个新生命的话
？Do you want to listen to your old life or your new life?
说这个圣经说你是成为一个新造的。
The Bible tells us that we are a new creature.
你一天你已经被神造成，神生你成为一个新造的人，你就是新造的人。
The Lord has made you, He has born you to become the new creature, then you are a new creature.
你知道没得回头的。
There is no turning back.
你知道今天哈，我不知道大家想这个回头啊。我们今天很多人信主，就是我一信主，哇，不要受尽，一受尽就不能回头啊。
A lot of people feel, today I become a Christian, I if as long as I don't baptize, I'm fine. But if I baptize, then I can't turn back.
这个都是今天世界人的观念。信主可以了，反正都信。受尽不行，一受尽不能回头啊。
It's the concept of the people in the world. If you baptize, then you can't turn back.
我们唱诗歌都是在受尽里面 say no turning back。
We often think that at the baptismal, after the baptism that I'm no
turning back. 我信主那一天就是 no turning back.
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, the day we believe, then that day is the day there's no turning back.
你知道现在很多很多这个软件出来啊。
There are a lot of software.
我是最怕 no going back.
I'm the most afraid of no going back.
因为你每一次把它 upgrade.
Every time you upgrade the software, you can't turn back.
所以我最近在做一个 project。
I'm working on a project。
哎呀，我就要问同事啊，这个因为我现在要 upgrade 到他们的 level， 我就一定要问，我回得去吗
？I'll ask my colleagues. I'm going to upgrade to that level. We're not able.
我回不去，我绝对不碰。
If I'm not able to turn back, I'm not going to change upgrade to that.
我说你绝对不会骗我哈，我一把我的 system 整个拐到我是回不去的。
And tell me the truth. If I can turn back after I upgrade them.
我想问大家有谁家里还用 XP 的？
How many of you still use XP system?
我还在用，我们古老的一代。你知道为什么我还在用 XP?
Do you know why I still use the XP?
因为我家里有个 printer 叫打印机啊，只能够我的 XP 能够接得上。
My printer, it only can use the XP.
什么 Windows 7 啊，什么 Vista 全部接不上了，那台电脑。
Nothing can go through that.
我跟我公司说，我说。As long as you can keep me, 你能够留多久就把我一直留在 XP.
As long as you, however long you can keep me with the XP.
我如果真的 upgrade 了，我就使用我家人就要买过一台的印表机了。
If I do, the upgrade system, then I have to buy a new printer.
我们今天啊，地上很多东西你一变，真的就是变了。
On this earth, many things that change, it just changes.
不是摇摇摆摆的，哎，我今天可以这样子，明天又那样。
It can, go from one way to the other.
信主也是一样。
The same when you believe in the Lord Jesus.
你要就没有主的生命。
You can choose not to have His life.
No.
The Lord's life in
you. You may not have the Lord's life.
Yeah, you may not have the Lord's life.
所以你整天在表，这边跑那边跑。
So you keep going back and forth.
你一旦有了主的生命。
But once you have the Lord's life in you.
你回不去了。
you cannot have no turning.
不是说你要不要做出来像一个新造的人。
Not that you have to do it so you become a new creature.
圣经是说你已经变成一个新造的人。
The Bible says you are already a new creature.
你回不去了。
There's no way of turning.
今天只有说你要听我以前那个生命还是新的生命。
Today it is only whether I listen to the old life or the new life.
所以我们知道我们今天的身份是一个新造的人。
Who we are today is a new creature.
好，我们还有一个我们要看的。That's
another verse.
我们来看这个哥林多后书，像我们在哥林多后书哈，哥林多后书第六章。Second
Corinthians, chapter six.
第三节。Verse
three.
哥林多后书第六章第三节，跟第四节头一句。
3 and 4, the first part of
1.
Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God.
翻到提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
头一句话，他说：“你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事。”The
first part of verse 6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ.
这里的执事跟刚刚更多后书的用人是原文希腊文里面是同一个字。It's
the same word of Second Corinthians and here.
这里告诉我们说，我们还有一个身份，我们是神的用人。
It tells us of who we are here. We are ministers of our ministers.
中文这个用人啊，好像我家的菲佣。
In Chinese, the minister sounds like a servant.
但是啊，这里是 servant 啊，但是我们知道我们是做主的仆人。It
is servant, but we know we are ministers of God.
所以这里他有讲说，做一个好执事，做一个好用人。
To be a good servant, a good minister.
神要我们要成为一个好仆人。
To be a good servant of His.
说神为什么要救我们？
So why did the Lord save us?
还有一件。
That's one more thing.
要用我们。
That is, He wants to use us.
我们要成为他手中一个好的用人。
That we are to be a good servant in His hands.
你知道我们手都在找。
Our Lord is looking.
世界上的人也在找。
the people in the world.
你有才干的话。
If you are capable.
老板要。
They want you.
老板都是找那是好的。
They want to look for someone who's good.
能够用的。
That they can use.
但是一个能够用的还有一个要听老板的话。
One that can be used has to also
listen. 一个很能够用很有才干的，老板要用他，他做他自己的。
If someone who's very capable and when the boss wants to use him, he does his own work.
老板还是用不了。
And the boss still can't.
不止我们要可以成为一个有用的，还要给老板可以用的。
Even though we have to be not just one that can be used but be useful.
你知道圣经里面有一个人叫大卫。
In the Bible, there's someone called David.
神说：“我找到一个合我心意的人。”
One that God found, one that is after His own heart.
英文已经讲出来，不是只是合我心意，是有一个人整天问看看我的心意是想什么，我就跟着那个神的心意就想着去。
God is looking for one that is knowing what He wants and you know that's going for.
扫罗那时候做王。
When Saul was king,
神不满意。
God was not pleased.
神说我还在找有没有一个合我心意的。
God said He's still looking for someone after His own heart.
他找到大卫。
He found David.
他就说大卫是一个跟随我心意的人。
He said that David is one after His own heart.
因为神需要用人。
Because God needs to use man.
有没有人愿意被他用？
Is there any man who wants?
我们可以为地上的老板卖命，我们愿意为主。 把命摆上吗？
We spend our life for the boss and on earth. Are we willing to spend our life for the Lord?
所以我今天我愿意跟大家交通到，我们要成为主手中的好用人。
We want to be a good servant before the Lord.
但这个题目很大。
This topic is very big.
所以我把它缩小一点。
So I kind of make
shorten
it.
这个我愿意跟大家提到，但愿我们有个心愿，做神转移时代的用人。
That we have this desire to become one that be a servant of the
changing the ages.
Of the change of ages.
能够做神转移时代的一个仆人。
To be a servant in this change of ages.
你知道我们现在是在恩典时代。
We know that we are in this age of grace.
我们知道将不久的将来，国度的时代要到。
The kingdom is going to arrive.
我们知道怎么把国度的带进来吗？
Do we know how to bring what is of the kingdom?
我们愿意主的国度能够成立在地上。
Are we willing that the God's kingdom, the Lord's kingdom, be established here on earth?
我们来看两段的圣经。
Let's look at two scriptures.
翻到罗马书第十一章。
In Romans, chapter 11.
罗马书第十一章。
Romans 11.
第二十五节。
25.
到二十六节第一句。
25-26, the first part.
他说：“弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘啊，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的。等到外邦人的数目填满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。
For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, that ye should be wise in your own deceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in, and so all Israel shall be saved.
这里哈，什么时候是以色列全家会得救？
When will Israel be saved?
我们知道，当主耶稣再回来的时候，这些盯他的人仰望他，就知道我是杀的是那位基督，他们就全家悔改。
We know that when the Lord returns, those who have crucified him will look on him and know that he is the Christ, and they will repent.
这里我们发现哈，外邦人是谁？
Who are the Gentiles?
圣经里的外邦人，就是犹太人以外的民族都是外邦人。
Aside from the Jews.Everyone else is a Gentile.
所以他这里讲了一个，有个数目要填满的。
It says here there's a number to be fulfilled.
他说在犹太人以外，这些不是犹太人信主的人数到了一个数目，主回来了。
That other than the Jews and the Gentiles, once they reach the number, the Lord is going to return.
所以你看到啊，很多教会都非常用心的去传福音的。
You know that many churches very
to preach the gospel.
Zero to preach the gospel.
因为他知道，只要人数在地上达到那个数目，信主的人主就回来。
Because they know once the number is reached, then the Lord shall return.
当然，我们不想他回来的话，那我们就不动。
If we do not want him to return, then we just not work.
我的释放帽我都没戴，不要回来。
I don't have my degree yet.
我钱还没赚，赚够多啊，还没像他多，不要回来。
I've not earned enough money more than him, then I please don't come back.
哦，还没结婚，不行，我要结完婚才可以回来。
I'm not married yet. Please let me get married and then.
今天我们要问我们想他回来吗？
We have to ask ourselves the question: Are we wanting his return?
我想我们大部分人是 who care.
Most of us would not care.
我们还是过我们的生活。
We still live our lives.
好，主要回来就回来吧。
Well, if he comes back, he comes back.
不回来也没有。
If he doesn't come back, that's fine.
但是这里主摆了一些话告诉我们。
But the Lord puts this word.
如果我们的心是爱慕他的话。
That if we love him.
这里有怎么样成为他的好用人。
It shows us how to be his good servant.
能够传他的福音。
To preach his gospel.
但这里还有另外一个条件。
There is another condition here.
我们翻到启示录第六章。
In Revelation chapter 6.
启示录第六章。
Revelation 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九到第十一节。
9-11.
他这里说，揭开第五印的时候，我看见了地坛底下有为神的道被并未做见证被杀之人的灵魂。大声喊着说：“圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们伸流血的冤吗？要等到几时呢？ 于是有百一赐给他们个人，又有话对他们说，还要安息片时，等着一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄也向他们被杀，满足了数目。
And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwelt on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were.Should be fulfilled.
这里又讲了另外一个数目要满的。
Another number has to be fulfilled.
他说这里有一些为主寻道。
And here were the martyrs.
他们在祭坛那里跟主说：“你什么时候替我伸冤呢？”
They were there at the altar asking the Lord about avenging their blood.
我们知道启示录讲到后面的第七印七个号都是主要回来之前会发生的事。
We know that in the Revelation, trumpets and Seven seals speaks about Lord's return.
我们知道主要回来了。
We know the Lord is going to return.
他说，等到愿意为主寻道的人数够了，主回来了。
It says here that until the number of those who are willing to be martyred for the Lord is fulfilled, then the Lord shall return.
你知道，为主寻道不一定是砍头啊。
To be martyred for the Lord is not just to lose your life.
哎呀，等到主lose your life，我怕你了，那我枪毙可以吗？都一样啊，就是你失去你的生命。
Losing your life。
寻道者。
The martyrs。
很多弟兄们告诉我们说，死的寻道者比活的寻道者还比较容易。
To lose your life as it's easier than to be a living martyr。
我们有活的寻道者，也有死的寻道者。
We have those who are living martyrs and those who have lost their lives.
主今天要我们有个心智，是做一主的寻道者。
The Lord wants us to have this heart that we are to be martyrs for the Lord.
什么叫寻道者？
What is the martyr?
我绝对跟从我的主。
That I definitely followed my Lord.
这就是我们一直讲的，把自己奉献给他。
That is what we have been talking
about. 把你全人奉献给他。
All of your being.
把你的主权交给他。
Your sovereignty to the Lord.
这个没复杂的。
There's nothing complicated.
这个是你肯还是不肯。
Are you willing or are you not?
也当我想到把我整个人给他的时候。
When I think about giving my entire.
我就想到我不敢放这个。
I will think that I will not let go.
我不敢放那个。
I'm afraid to let go.
主今天说，我值得你全部放下来。
But the Lord asks, Am I worthy for you to let go?
你愿意把自己奉献给我吗？
Are you willing to offer yourself?
你愿意绝对的跟从我？
To follow me absolutely.
弟兄姊妹，第二个条件比第一个难多了。
The second criteria is more difficult than the first.
我们都选，如果真的要选，我选容易一点的。
To choose, I would choose the easier path.
我去告诉人要信耶稣。
I'll tell others to believe in the Lord Jesus.
第二个神是说我要你。
But the second, the Lord says,
我要你能够成为我的生命的。
I want you to become my life.
成为我的用人的。
To become my servant.
能够全然把你自己摆上的。
To offer yourself completely to me.
把你的命都摆上。
Even your life.
神不见得要你的命。
The Lord may not want your life.
但是你自己的心愿。是我把命都为主摆上。
But your heart is that Lord, I'll even my life.
但是你发现这样的人不多。
There are not many like these.
所以在新约里面讲到得胜者。
So in the New Testament, it speaks of the overcomers.
神在讲说，有人愿意做我的得胜者。
The Lord is asking, are there ones who are willing to overcome?
我们愿意在今天这个时代里面，我们能够成为主得胜者行列里面的一份吗？
Are we willing in this age to become the Lord's overcomers.
圣经里面有许多神的仆人。
There are many servants of God in the Bible.
有许多好的仆人。
There are good servants.
但是我今天只愿意跟你们看一看，如果时间容许的话，看看里面所讲到神能够用作转移时代的仆人。
If we have time, I'll look to the servants that the Lord used during the.
你看圣经里面，我们看历史。
When we look at the history,
我们有洪水时代之前跟洪水时代之后。
We have the times before the floods and after the floods.
在没有以色列民族之前，神得着一个民族。
Before the people of Israel, the Lord gain the people.
他们是游牧民族，神把他们带到住在房屋里面。
They were nomads, but the Lord brought them to give them a house.
他们漂流在旷野，神把他们带到应许之地。
They wandered in the wilderness, but the Lord brought them into the.
他们在混乱的时候，神给他们一个君王的国度。
In confusion, the Lord gave them a kingdom.
神给他们立君王。
The Lord gave them a king.
当他们再失败的时候，就把主耶稣带来。
When they had fallen again, the Lord brought the Lord Jesus.
所以我们来看一看一些主用过在转移时代里面的。
We'll look at these ones that the Lord used during these changes of time.
我想我不见得能够全部圣经跟大家看。
I may not be able to look through all the Bible verses.
但是我相信很多人圣经都这些都是故事，大家应该蛮熟的。
Many of you will be very familiar with the story.
好像创世纪第六章讲到挪亚。
In Genesis, it speaks of Noah.
这个六章第十三节，他说哈，神对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我的面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并的毁灭。
6:13, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
第七章第一节，耶和华对挪亚说，你和你全家都要进入方舟，因为这世代中，我见你在我面前是个义人。
Chapter 7, verse 1, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation.
在这个时代里面，神已经明讲了。这个洪水前那个时代，神说已经犯罪够了。
The generation before the Lord has sinned to the point.
为什么这么多人里面他就选挪亚
？Why did he only choose Noah？
他这里说，因为他是一个义人。
Because he is righteous.
他是一个公义的人。
He is a righteous man.
因着他有这样的这个章表彰啊，说神选他。
Because his righteousness shows forth so the Lord.
因为神要找到一个人。能够用一百年造那条船的
，Because the Lord needs somebody that that can use 100 years to build the ark.
不容易啊
，It's not easy.
你试试看做一个东西一个礼拜好了
，Try to build something for a week.
旁边的人整天笑你
，Everyone is laughing at
you. 跟你捣蛋
，And they make
你又打傻瓜
，They give you trouble.
你在做一个什么东西呢？你在发明新东西吗
？Are you creating something, inventing something?
你可能受不了
，You might not be able to take that.
但是神找到挪亚。
But the Lord found Noah.
给挪亚说，我要降雨，要灭这个大地。
The Lord told him that I'm going to pour out the rain.
那时候的人不知道什么叫下雨。
The people that do not know what rain is.
因为那个时候没下雨。
It doesn't rain.
听不懂。
They do not understand.
他们看到挪亚就一个大傻瓜。
They saw Noah.
What are you building? 你在建一个什么东西啊
？What are you building? What are you
这是船。
It is an ark.
他说什么叫船
？What is an ark?
不懂。
They don't know.
我想啊，这个以前可能真的是太大了，还是怎么样？一百年来建。
Was the ark really big? It took 100 years.
从五百岁建到六百岁。
From age 500 to all the way to 600.
他建了。
He built it.
最后大家进来，要下大雨了，洪水要来。
He asked everyone to come in because the flood is coming.
没有人要进。
Nobody.
他只能够把他一家人带进来。
He could only have his whole family in.
水就来了
，and the flood came.
神就灭掉那个时代
，and the Lord destroyed the generation.
神用挪亚转了一个时代
，he used Noah to change the generation.
我跟你讲，我们今天已经在罪，我们地上的罪恶也是到了很严重的时候。
The sin right now is to the point too.
神是要转移时代的。
The Lord is going to change the time.
我们能够在他转移时代这个这一件事情上，我们被选上。
Can we be chosen to be a part of this change of time?
他能够看到这个会下雨。
He can see that it is going to rain.
他里面 somehow 对主有点认识。
He inside him he knows the Lord.
他里面是有点启示的。
He has revelation in him.
你这不好了，重新一个人类都是从挪亚出来的。
So a new generation all the way from Noah.
但是因为人都是罪人。
Because men are all sinners.
没多久，人又犯罪。
Not too long, and men started sinning again.
那人那时候都是一个语言，他们说我要建一个塔通天。
They are all one language, but they wanted to build a tower to the heavens.
人的罪最严重是什么
What is the most serious sin?
我不需要神，我能够活。
I do not need God and I can live.
我可以 independent， 我是独立活着，不需要神的。
I can live independent of God.
亚当犯罪跟夏娃犯罪最大的问题就是说，我吃了那个果子，我从此不需要神，我能够分辨善。
When Adam and Eve when they sinned, the one thing was they from then on they feel they can be independent of God.
所以我们说现在这 teenager 好，这小孩子。这个都是很想在父母的阴影底下我能够独立的。
So many of us teenagers today they want to under the shadows of their parents they want to be independent.
你知道吗？这个都是从亚当下来，我们最大的天性都是想独立。
This is our natural being and we want to be independent.
那时候那些人说，我从神以外我要独立。
They say they want to be independent of God.
我跟你讲，神不容许的。
The Lord does not allow that.
所以你如果读那段圣经的话，你发现神就来了。
So when you read that verse, you know the Lord came.
这就变乱他们口音，见不了了。这个塔没办法变，见了。
He confused their languages.
所以在那个，你知道今天啊，我们求主给我们知道，我们没有主的生命，你没办做任何事。
We ask the Lord to let us know that without His life, we can do nothing.
所以那时候神要找，我要得到一个民族。
So the God is looking for a people.
我可以找谁呢？
Who can I?
你知道今天很多人问我，哎呀，神当时为什么要走犹太人？为什么不找我们中国人
？Many ask, why did the Lord chose the Jews and not us?
你说我们中国人人口四分之一这么多，为什么不找中国人，要走犹太人
？A lot of Chinese, why did the Lord go for the Jews?
你知道我们有时候就说，哎呀，找尽理由就说，哎，犹太人比较聪明还是什么？没有啊，这个我们找尽理由怎么回答？
We will reason, maybe the Jews are more intelligent, and we try to find different reasons.
但是你要知道，神没有走犹太人，神在找一个人。
The Lord did not look for the Jews; He was looking for one person.
他找到亚伯拉罕。
He found Abraham.
亚伯拉罕那时候也不是 Jews.
Abraham was not a Jew.
他只是一个人。
He was just one.
住在加勒底的一个人。
He was in Chaldean. Just one.
神因为找到亚伯拉罕，所以才。得着一个以色列的民族。
Because the Lord found Abraham and he gained the people of Israel.
你知道，我有时候很奇妙，读圣经的人告诉我们说，亚伯兰住在那个城市拜偶像。
And it's amazing, Abraham lived in that city, that worshiped idols.
他们也去查考说，亚伯兰也是造偶像、卖偶像做生意的。
They did research and then Abraham make the idols and they worship they sell those idols.
他怎么会认识到这位神呢？
How did he come to know the Lord?
并且当这位神啊，如果大家想看哈，这是创世纪十二章第一节。
Genesis 12:1.
他说：“耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所指示你的地方去。”
Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee.
我跟你讲，他住在有个房子、有砖的屋子，在现在你走。到旷野去。
He lives in a house with bricks, and yet the Lord calls him out to go into the wilderness.
不简单。
It is not easy.
这个，我们去露个营，出去住个营，帐篷可以啊。
To live in a tent and we go camping.
我们的孩子都很喜欢在家里踏个帐篷，床不睡就睡在那个帐篷里。
Our kids love to just build a tent at home and just live, in the tent versus the bed.
几天可以这样过。
A few days maybe.
他是从此拔掉我的根，开始走旷野的路。
But for Abraham, it was to completely remove his roots and to enter into the wilderness.
是什么使亚伯兰放掉这许多物质上的享受？
What made him left all the luxuries of the material world?
他真的有启示。
Unless he truly has the revelation.
圣经啊，如果你看第十二章第八节。
Chapter 12 verse 8。
或者这个第七节，他说耶和华向亚伯兰显现，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
Verse 7, And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, Unto thee, unto thy seed will I give this land.
耶和华愿意对亚伯兰显现。
The Lord was willing to appear to Abraham.
我有时候想，耶和华为什么没有向罗德显现呢？
Why did the Lord not appear to Lot?
圣经也讲罗德是一个义人呢。
The Bible also recorded that Lot is a righteous.
为什么只向了叔叔显现，没向这个侄儿显现呢
？Why to the uncle and not the nephew?
神是察看人心的神。
Because the Lord searches.
外面两个人，义人就今天讲，两个都是基督徒。
Righteous men, in today's words, both of them are Christians.
在人看来，两个都一样。
To men,
they
are both the same. They both love the Lord.
但是神看到我只能够对亚伯兰显现不能够对罗德显现
But the Lord sees that he can only appear to Abraham and not Lot
因为罗德对神的心无所谓
Because Lot doesn't matter to
concerning God
yeah anything concerns God
所以啊你发现啊当事情神让一件事发生的时候
So when the Lord let something happen
你发现罗德就选择他所要的物质的享受。
You see that Lot chose all his material wants.
难怪神没对他显现。
No wonder the Lord.
没事情发现两个好像都一样的。
When there's nothing going on, the two things.
当神显出事情来的时候，你就发现罗德他那个爱慕世界许多的东西开始显出来。
But when the Lord revealed it through circumstance, it shows that Lot loves the world.
我们知道他的后果非常非常严重。
Because we know his outcome.
我们今天 重点是讲亚伯拉罕。
Our focus is on Abraham.
亚伯拉罕，他可以都过去。
For Abraham, things can go.
我只是说今天要我去哪里，我就去哪里。
What the Lord wants me to go, where the Lord wants me to go, I'll go.
神说我要赐福给你后裔，就是说神说我要给你成为一个民族。
When the Lord says he wants to bless Abraham because he wants him to become a people.
这次是从一个没有民族到有一个民族神得着一个人叫做亚伯拉罕。
From without a people to a people, the Lord gained Abraham.
所以他是说游牧民族了。
He was a nomad.
当他们在这个走的时候经过很多年他们遇到饥荒。
Many years through the wilderness, they
神又要救他们从这个饥荒出来。
The Lord wants to rescue them.
神又要找一个他可以用的人。
He's again looking for somebody that he can use.
他找到一个人叫约瑟。
He found Joseph.
你知道约瑟走的路可能不是我们想走的。
The path that Joseph took is not what most of us want.
没错，你看他这个一次做。人家的奴隶第二次做一个囚犯
He was a slave and then a prisoner
他做错事吗
Did he do anything wrong
他没有做错事
He did not
他真的要讲冤枉啊
He could that he is innocent
但是呢他成为奴隶他也成为囚犯
But he became a slave and then a prisoner
你知道他是一个发梦的人
He is a dreamer
你知道我们很多人都发梦哈。
Many of us dream.
你知道马丁路德哈 ，Martin Luther King， 他说 ，I have a dream， 我有个梦想。
Martin Luther King， he said that he had a dream.
这个不是那个 dream。
It's not that kind of dream that.
这个梦，他连自己都不知道为什么发这样的梦。
Joseph did not know why he dreamed that dream.
神已经选到他了。
But the Lord has already chosen him.
因着神选他
And because the Lord chose him,
神说我要用你之前我一定要先训练你
Before I can use you, I have to train you
成为奴隶
To be a slave
成为囚犯
A prisoner
这圣经很奇妙不管他在哪里他说所有那些管他的人都喜欢他
The Bible records that no matter where he is, all those people like him.
你知道吗？他有一个很好的事情，就是说他会常常仰望神。
There is one thing that his good he often look upon the Lord.
他可以在这么所有的环境里面，他随遇而安。
No matter what circumstances, he rests.
他不埋怨。
He does not grumble.
所以因着这个。
And because of that,
神有一天终于从监牢里面把他提拔成为埃及的宰相。
From the prison, the Lord raised him up to be the.
他从来没想过要当宰相的。
He has never thought to be the premier.
但是、啊、他成为宰相，为了救神要选择的民族。
To be in that position, the Lord chose him to deliver the people.
你知道这些。 从亚伯兰出来这个漂流在地上这个民族终于住在有房子的屋子里。
From Abraham, these people have sojourned in the wilderness and then finally to live in houses.
你知道神得着约瑟，圣经有句话说，我受苦是与我有益。
The Lord gained Joseph, there's one that, that the Bible says that to suffer is a gain to me.
弟兄姊妹，不要逃避苦难。
Brothers and sisters, do not run away from suffering.
神自己有他的智慧，把该给我们的叫我们面对。
The Lord has His wisdom that what we need.
我们什么都把它逃掉了，你要知道你学不到的。
If we want to run away from every circumstance,
因为有些苦难是要让我们成熟的。
Because some sufferings enables us to mature.
过去有一个人哈，他养那个这个飞蛾哈，这个他我不知道为什么有人爱养飞蛾，满盒子都是飞蛾。
飞蛾
英文叫什么？我也不懂。
They kept moths as pets.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what's his name.
Or something.
Maybe you guys will know. Okay. Carol 解释哈，这个 I don't know what 飞蛾。你要知道，他们飞蛾这个都有一个茧的哈，把它包住的。茧就是。
Something that wraps the instead of or protected. Cocoon.
That's right.那你要知道，那个飞蛾要很挣扎，搞好久，它才能够飞出来，才飞出来。
The insect has to struggle a lot before he can get out.
那它突然它就可以飞了。
But once out of that, he can fly. They can fly.
那位老兄啊，那天在看，他说：“哎，这是要开始要出来了。”
The person was looking at them, and then that one is coming out.
哇，他不忍心啊，他说：“哎呦，你看他多辛苦啊，这样才出来。”
They said, "Of course, thing, you know, it has to struggle to get out of the cocoon."
他就在那剪了那个 cocoon 上面用刀片把它送一点。
So he used a penknife to cut the cocoon loose.
给他能够比较方便的出来。
So it'll make it easier for the insect to come out.
哇，他说没多久啊，那只飞蛾出来了。
Soon after they came out.
他正在欣赏他很 genius 啊，很聪明的杰作。
He was admiring his own genius work.
他说，我看着他出来，翅膀没有长好。
I see that the insect did not have the wings did not grow well.
然后出来肿得很厉害。
And it was kind of big.
Swollen
body.
然后他说发霉几下就死掉了。
After flapping his wings a little bit, he died.
他后来写这个，他说我害了一个的生命，用我自以为的聪明做的。
He said I used the intelligence that I think I have and I killed.
弟兄姊妹。神给我们经过一些的苦难，神的爱是为了把我们带得成熟的。
The Lord makes us go through all these sufferings to bring us through.
我们能够经过这些，我们就能够在主手中真的有用。
And through all these, if we're able to go through, then indeed we'll become useful.
但是如果你要做一个永远一直逃这些事的人，你在主手中里永远不知道主的好在哪里。
And if you were to be one that run away from all,
我们就会问说主，你为什么让这些事临到我？
We always ask, why do you let this thing happen?
为什么他这么顺利？
Why is he so go so smooth?
为什么他这么方便？
Why is it so convenient?
为什么偏偏是我遇到这些难处？
Why am I the one always getting?
我们如果能够像约瑟说主啊。既然是出于你，我就默然不语。
If we can be like Joseph, that Lord, if it's of you, then I.
我要开眼看你，要知道这件事怎么成就在我身上。
Now open my eyes to see how you're going to accomplish this.
我告诉弟兄姊妹，你对主的认识，你没想过的加深。
Then you have unexpected knowing of the Lord.
约瑟经过这无理的对待，他竟然被神提拔说可以了，你可以当宰相，因为你已经有那个性情在那里。
After Joseph being through all these unfair treatment, the Lord says, you know, you are worthy to become.
那你知道，约瑟是在一个外邦国家哈，埃及当宰相。
He was in a foreign country, foreign land.
这不是神理想的，把神的百姓摆在那里。
It's not the Lord did not want to put his people there.
我告诉你。你住得好，又想再出来，没这么简单呐、啊。
But once you enjoy the life there,
第一次是叫亚伯拉罕离开房屋出来。
The first time was just to call Abraham out of his own house.
哦，他太太还蛮听话的哈，直接跟他出来。
His wife was very obedient and.
我们今天如果要请太太去露营可以啊，就说哎，卖掉房子，我们去住在营墓里面 for the rest of your life.
It is easy to ask a wife to go with you camping, but to sell the house and go camp in the fields and maybe.
The rest of your life.
For the rest of your life.
我太太讲你疯了你。
The wife would say you're crazy.
你自己去住，房子我一个人住。
You go and I will stay in the house.
我以前有个老板。
I have a boss.
我刚刚讲挪亚造船造了100年哈。
And Noah built the ark for 100 years.
她的丈夫造那个船造了大概14年。
Her husband built the boat for about 14 years.
当他把船造好的时候。
When he had completed the project,
两夫妻卖了房子 lived in the boat for the rest of their life.
They sold the house and they lived in the boat for the rest of their life.
蛮浪漫的、
啊。Pretty romantic.
我说啊，当他先生把那个船造好，他现在72岁。
When the husband finished building the boat, and he was already.
所以他们要很多 emergency， 等下心脏病发了，但是他们就说我要住在船上。
They want to live on the boat.
我跟你讲，什么crazy的人都有啊，这个，但我不相信有人去住在一个 tent 里面的哈 ，for the rest of their life.
I don't believe many would actually go to live in the tent for the rest of their life.
要知道，亚伯拉罕一个人出来已经不容易了。
It's not easy for Abraham to come out alone.
他爸爸根本不放心，跟着他来的。
His father was came with.
就爸爸的儿子啊。你是疯了吗？房子不住，要去住在营墓里面。
You probably think that Abraham was crazy to live in the wilderness.
到了埃及，很多带下来，以色列人在埃及大概有200万人。
And when the Israelites was in Egypt, they become about two million people.
我告诉你，你们200万人都离开房子去住帐篷。
And he answered, all 2 million of you, leave your houses and go live.
没有人会去守的了。
Nobody would leave.
神兴起环境，让埃及的法老苦待他。
The Lord raised up circumstances that the Pharaoh would be hard on.
因做这个难处，他们向神呼求。
Because of the suffering, they call out to the Lord.
神现在要找一个人，能够把他们带出来。
So the Lord has to find a person to bring them.
神真奇妙，找了一个摩西。
Amazingly, the Lord found Moses.
法老要杀所有希伯来人的孩子。
The Pharaoh was going to kill all the.
神留下了一个摩西，只能给法老的女儿把他收过去了。
Yet the Lord kept Moses, and he was raised raised by the daughter of Pharaoh.
你发现啊，神更妙，找摩西的亲生妈妈把他养大的。
And yet the Lord used Moses' mother to raise him up.
然后他妈妈就告诉他，你作为皇宫，你知道你是希伯来人。
But the mom told her son, you know, even though you're in the palace,
你不是埃及人。
You are a Hebrew, you are not an Egyptian.
说儿子接受了。
So the son accepted that.
他一直长大，他就想要救他自己的人，离开法老的权势。
So as he grew, he wanted to deliver his people from.
我们读圣经也发现啊，他有很好的心，神不能用。
We read the Bible, we know that he has a good heart, but the Lord cannot use
him. 他愿意成为神的仆人，神说你不是好仆人，我不能用。
He wants to be a servant of God, but the Lord said you are not a good servant, so I cannot use
him. 因为他用他天然的能力想要来做神的好仆人。
Because he uses natural ways, strength to be a good servant.
他学尽地上所有的学问。
He learned of all the knowledge of the world.
行军打仗他也会。
He knows how to fight a warfare.
人又长得高大。
And he was big.
但是你发现神说我不能用。
Yet the Lord said I cannot use you.
怎么办啊？把你送到旷野40年。
But the Lord said, what can I do? I'll send you to the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们没有几个人像摩西可以活120岁的。
Not many of us can live like Moses to 120 years.
我们不能 afford， 我们没有几个人能够过40年被神把我们丢在旷野的。
Not many of us can afford I'm living in the wilderness for 40 years.
他的才干这么大，神要用40年使他 unlearn what he had learned。
He is so capable that the Lord has to use 40 years to unlearn what he has learned.
他学的越多，神就要用更多的时间把他过去所学的把他拿掉。
The more he has learned, the Lord has to use more years to unlearn those.
我们今天天然能力越强的人，
the stronger we are in our natural strength,
神就用更多的，如果我们愿意被主用的话，就用更多的时间 来对付我们，使我们这个能够摆掉。
If we're willing to be useful before the Lord, then the Lord will use a lot of time.
所以我们从摩西身上发现，摩西要成为神的好用人，他需要 unlearn， 他需要再重新学过，从神来学的，用四十年。
For Moses to be a good servant of the Lord, he has to unlearn all he has learned, and he used 40 years.
经过那个时间，他终于承认说：“主，我凡事我仰望你。”
Through all those time, he finally acknowledged, "Lord, I in all things I will look."
不只说他不敢再用自己的方法能力，乃是他说：“主，我也没有什么可以用。”
Not only he did not dare to use his own strength or own capabilities, he also said, "Lord, I have none."
一个例子哈，你在一个月跪下，连中国人最多只能抬轿。
A lot of Chinese we know how to lift the
轿什么？我们。哎，读教义的人呢、啊，读了很多字了，对不对？还叫这个，好，没问题哈、啊。你要知道教嘛，那个两个棍子是在中间的。
The two rods are in the middle。
你要这个才平衡啊，不是坐在里面的人怎么做啊？被他们翻来翻去的嘛，摆在中间的。
Only then can you balance。
但是当神叫摩西造月柜的时候，造这个抬月柜这个柜子的时候
，When the Lord asked Moses to build the thing that carries the ark of the
神说把两个棍子摆在这个柜的地下
，To put the rods at the bottom of the carriage。
我跟你讲，如果我是摩西，我说，哎 ，God， something wrong， 是中间啊，怎么在底下
？If I were Moses, I'll tell you, that's wrong. You know,
我读书是说在中间才平衡，底下会歪的。
I've studied that in the middle is what you.
那我们跟神讨论了，哎，你不懂，我懂。
We'll tell the Lord, you don't know, I know.
对吧？神没办法用的。
And the Lord, we can't be used.
你发现摩西没讲话，哦，你想要这样，我就这样建。
Moses did not say anything. He said, "Okay, you say."
当你明白了这个之后，你就知道祭司抬约柜要多谨慎。
Once you understand, you can you know that how the priest and
the
other
people
are lifting the ark.
四个人抬。
They took four of them.
一个歪一下，里面的东西就掉出来了。
If one turned a different way, the entire ark would fall.
这是训练。不只训练摩西，也给以后服侍神的人知道，你要很谨慎。
This is a training that to serve the Lord, we have to be very careful.
说神找到摩西，把他们从围炉之家带出来。
The Lord found Moses, and then he brought them out. You know, for them being slaves, and he brought them out, delivered them.
但是因为这些人不信神，不信得过神。又在旷野漂流了38年。
They could not trust in the Lord, so they were in the wilderness for another 38 years.
神又要找一个人。
The Lord has to find another.
因为神带他们离开埃及是要把他们带到应许之地的。
Because when the Lord brought them out of Egypt, it is to the land of the promise.
摩西只做了一半，把他们带出来了。
Moses had brought them out.
进去迦南地，神要用另外一个人。
To enter Canaan, they have to
have. 神得着了约书亚。
The Lord gained Joshua.
你知道约书亚，你看他好像。他整天就是当摩西的帮手。
You see that Joshua, you know, every day he was helping.
圣经里面那个帮手那个意思就是说，摩西要喝水要洗脸，他是倒水在盘子里面给摩西用。
In the Bible, it speaks of Joseph being the helper of Moses to just serve him water and stuff.
但是你发现了约书亚，他一就是有那个愿意与百姓有分别的那件事情。
Yet, Joshua has the heart to be separate from the
people. 你要知道，当以色列百姓在拜偶像的时候，约书亚没有的。
When the people of Israel were worshiping the idol, Joshua did not.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果要被主用，我们一定有一个分别的心在主的面前。
If we were to be used by the Lord, then we have to have a heart that is separated for the Lord.
就算别人可以，我还是不行的。
Others may, I cannot.
这是我们的心态。
And this is our attitude.
因为我的主不容许我。
Because my Lord does not allow.
你可以，我不行。
You can, but I cannot.
说当约书亚老年的时候。
So when Joshua was old.
他对所有的百姓讲。
He told the people.
虽然已经进了迦南地了。
Even though they have entered into Canaan.
他说：“你们如果要拜这地上的神，你们去拜。
If you are to worship these idols.
至于我与我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we shall serve.
你可以跟。周遭的人同化掉，我不行。
You can become the same as.
你可以跟他们稍微好过一点，我不行。
You can live really good.
这个是约书亚。
This is Joshua.
说当他们去探这个迦南地的时候。
So when they spied on the land of Canaan,
他们说哪里的人高大的不得了。
They say they were so big.
我们在他面前像蚱蜢。
We are a little insect like before them.
你知道我们看自己像蚱蜢，他们看我们也像蚱蜢。
This is how we look at ourselves, and the same day when they look at us.
所以约书亚跟加勒，他们说不是的，我们绝对可以得那地为业的。
Only Joshua and Caleb, they said, we can definitely gain the land.
因为在他们生命里面有一件事，他愿意为主的缘故分裂的。
Because in their lives, they have one thing that they are willing to be separated for the Lord.
但是从约书亚得到迦南地的时候。
So when Joshua gained the land of Canaan,
他死了。
He died.
我们就发现整个以色列百姓进入了一个黑暗的时期。
And we see that the entire people of Israel enter into a period of darkness.
神只能够某个地方稍微得到一个人，这里又稍微一得到一个人。
And here and there, the Lord gained a few people.
神得不到一个神能够好好用的。
But the Lord cannot gain one that He can truly use.
就在那个时候，得到一个人叫撒母耳。
But the Lord at that time gained a person named Samuel.
他说，这就撒母耳把他们从黑暗的40世纪带入君王的事情。
And through Samuel, he brought him out of this period of darkness into the period of the king.
我们知道啊，撒母耳之所以被选，因为会生出来，因为他妈妈的祷告。
We know that for Samuel to be born, it's because of his
prayer. 他哪有一个祷告说神啊，你给我一个儿子，我就把他奉献给你。
Hannah have a prayer, Lord, that you give me the son, and I will give him back to you.
那我发现撒母耳从幼年就一个能听话的。
And we know that for Samuel, from a very when he was young, he is one that can listen.
你知道睡着最甜的时候，突然听到人叫撒母耳，撒母耳。
When he was sleeping so soundly, he heard somebody.
他赶快跑到以利那里说：“这个是你叫我吗？”
He ran to Eli, right? Did you call me?
哎呀，我有时候看了，我问我儿子为什么半夜早上说，哎，起床了，起床了。
Sometimes in the morning, I'm not in the night. I call my son.
他才不睬你呢。
He doesn't even. He basically ignore.
他们的闹钟是叫我们起来，不是叫他们起来。
Their alarms are set to call ourselves.
哇，汪汪汪汪，就是我们起床，他们动都没动过。
We wake up and then we go to them there.
但是你看，撒母耳从年幼的时候，哎，有个声音说，撒母耳，撒母耳，哎，他起来了。
At a young age, Samuel responded when God called to him. Samuel.
神在对他说话。
The Lord was speaking to him.
说撒母耳从幼年是一个 attentive 的，非常专注的人。
From a young age, he was very attentive.
也慢慢他成为一个很顺服的人。
And gradually, he also became one that submit to the Lord.
说神能够借助他带入了君王的事情。
So the Lord can use him to bring in the period of the king.
我们知道后来君王也没掉了。
We know that the kings are gone.
到了被掳的时候。
And then when they were held captive.
神最后也得到一些回归的人能够响应神的心意回到耶路撒冷，因为他们都被掳到巴比伦去了。
So gained those who can return back to Jerusalem.
神也借着一个人叫施洗约翰。
The Lord also used
把主耶稣带进了。
To bring in the Lord Jesus.
我们知道这里从旧约的时代带进了新约的时代。
From the Old Testament going into the New Testament.
从律法的时代带进了恩典的时代。
The age of the law to that of the grace.
我们知道我们今天已经在这个恩典的时代最后的时候。
We know we are at the very end of the age of the grace.
已经是在从这个恩典的时代要带进国度时代的时候。
And from the grace we are going to enter into the age of the kingdom.
我们能够像当初这些人看到以色列国，我们都被掳到巴比伦去了。
When the people were all held captive to Babylon,
有些人向往神在耶路撒冷那里的这个圣殿啊，这些的见证。
Some of them they look forward to the testimony of God and then the temple.
圣经告诉我们说，他们就少数人回去了。
The Bible tells us that only a few returned.
他们离开在巴比伦住很好的房子回去了。
They left their lives, their good lives in Babylon and returned to Jerusalem.
有时候我在想啊，这个我们都是这个游子啊，我想没几个生在这里的，除了下一代啊，我们都是从中国啊、台湾、香港、新加坡、菲律宾过来的。
Most of us came from different places here.
这个。如果你过得很惯的时候，今天叫你回去，你来好好想。
You're so used to the life there, life here that if we, you know, if you go back,
有一个原因会回去的。
There's only one reason you return.
回去的医疗设备比较，医疗保险比较好。
The health insurance is much better.
这个觉得美国的医疗保险不好了，回去了。
Probably people feel, you know, the insurance here are not good, so they return home.
不然的话，很少人愿意回去。
Not many would.
除非你看到有什么特别的事情。
Unless there's something that you feel is good.
最后，我跟大家读一段的圣经。
Last, we read our verse here.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
马太福音第十七章十三节、十四节。
13 and 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡的那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Entering at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go and there.Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which lead unto life, and few there be that find it.
他这里第一句话说你们要进窄门。
It says here to enter into the straight gate.
你要知道这里所讲的是都是对基督徒讲的。
You know that here it speaks to Christians.
不是对世界的人讲的。
It's not to the people of the world.
这里说所有的基督徒你们要进窄门。
It says to all Christians you are to enter the straight gate.
什么叫做进窄门？
What is to enter into the straight gate?
他这里说哈，他先讲了一个 statement，你们要进窄门。
It says here, enter ye at the straight gate.
然后他就开始讲了。
Then it says that,
什么是大门呢？
What is the wide?
大门的结果是什么呢？
What is the outcome?
他说引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的。
It says, wide is the gate that broad is the way that leads to destruction.
他说进去的人也多。
And many will be there.
原文这里啊有个意思，引到灭亡啊，就引到你枉费你一生的时间，你就走大路吧。
In the original text, it means a little bit of destruction means that you're led to waste.
这是对基督徒讲的哈。如果你要浪费你基督徒的一生的话，你就走大路。
If you're going to waste your entire Christian life, then go
for the wrong way. 很多基督徒在走这条路。
Because many Christians are walking the
wrong way. 因为他这里说，进去的人也多。
Because it says many will enter there.
你想，哎呦，他也走了，他也走了，那我们都走这条路好了。
He's walking that way, she's walking that way. I will, let's go walk this way.
但是主耶稣在说，你要进窄门。
But the Lord Jesus says here, you have to.
因为这条大路是引到浪费的。
Because this broad way,
是枉费了呢，你这一生的时间。
You waste your entire life.
然后他在说，引到永生。
It says and leads to life.
那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads unto life.
他说这条路是我要你走。
This is the way I want you to go.
但是有一个很大的问题。
There is a big problem here.
他说找得到的人很少。
It says few there will find it.
第一个可能没有很多人去找。
First, maybe not many will look for it.
因为看到大家都在找他的宽路，大家都去走宽路。
Many are looking for the broad way, for the wide gate.
找着的人很少。
Few that find it.
所以这个是给我们一个很大的 警惕、
to warn us.
因为究竟我能够找到吗？
Can I find it?
我能够在主在这个句话里面说你们要进窄门，我能够找到吗？
When the Lord says here we have to enter into
我能够走得上去吗？
Can I walk this path and I'm able to find it?
为什么说是少？
Why do we say? Why does the Lord say it's few?
因为这条路是要付代价才得得到。
Because there is a cost. You have to bear
the cost. 一定要付代价，你才看到这条路。
You have to pay the cost before you can see the way.
我们都怕苦，怕穷，怕各样的怕，我就不敢去付代价这条路。难怪我们找不到。
We're afraid of being all the sufferings and all the being poor, it's hard for us to find a way.
So, 我们求主开我们的眼睛。
So, may the Lord open our eyes.
求主怜悯我。
That the Lord has mercy on us.
使我们能够真的找到这条路。
That we indeed find this way.
也能够走在这条路的上面。
And to be able to walk in the way.
愿主吸引我。
That the Lord
draw us.使我们真的愿意把自己献上当作活祭。
That we are willing to consecrate ourselves as living sacrifice.
能够在主手中说主啊，我要做你的用人。
That Lord, in your hands, I want to be your servant.
我要在你手中做一个好用人。
To be a good servant in your hands.
但愿我能够成为其中一份子，引进你的国度。
That I can be a part of that, that bring upon your kingdom.
就像过去那些人，主啊，给我有启示。
And Lord, like the ones in the past, to give me revelation.
给我愿意与你一同受苦。
That I'm willing to suffer.
我不逃避全部你给我的环境。
That I will not run away from the circumstance that you brought upon me.
使我的天然的人。
That my natural man.
能够被你来对付。
Can be dealt with.
也给我能够成为一个顺服你的。
That I can
听你的话的。
An obedient person before you to listen to your word.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你，你是用永远的爱爱我。
Lord, we thank you. You have loved us with an everlasting love.
你也是一直愿意跟我们说话的神。
You continue wants to speak to us.
主，愿意我们能够做一个真的能听的人。
Lord, that we indeed are one that will listen.
主，你给了我们一个何等荣耀的身份。
Lord, you give us a glorious position.
我们是天父的儿女。
Lord, we are children of God.
主，你救我们，你乃是还要用我们。
Lord, you save us to use us.
但愿我们都有一个心愿，说主啊，我们愿意在你手中成为一个合用的。
That we have this desire, Lord, we are willing to be one that's usable in your hands.
这个时代已经到了最末了的时候。
This generation has come to the very end.
求主得着我们。
Lord, gain us.
开我们的眼，使我们快跑的跟随。
Open our eyes that we will run after you.
放下一切缠累我们的事情，能够轻步的。来快跑跟随。
Then we will let go of all that entangles us, and then we will run forward.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
愿荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.